This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
everyone. Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. So, today's show, last episode, I said that the next show, which is today's show, is going to be kind of an extension of Post Rock Out with your Post Cock Out, because I said that it was a very popular show. I think it has the most downloads of all my shows. So I thought we'd make a volume two of that. And in the process, I came up with an idea I thought was pretty neat. So today's show is called Post Rock Band. And what that is basically is, for those who don't know, there's a video game called Rock Band. Most people, I'm sure, are familiar with it, but if you're not, it's basically a video game for your Xbox or PS3, or I don't know what systems it's allowed. It's on, I don't know. I know it's on Xbox. And basically, your regular controllers are now instruments. So you use a guitar, drums, and a mic as guitars, drums, and mics. I mean, it's like fake plastic ones that you just press some buttons and do some little things. And, it's a very popular game. I've played it a couple times. It's fun. And so I thought, a lot of the songs on Rock Band are popular songs, not necessarily stuff that I'm very interested in. For example, the one I played was a Beatles edition, and the only reason why I played that one is because my friend got it, and the only reason why he got it is because it was on sale, so it was recession style. So we played it, and I don't care about the Beatles, and that game made me even more annoyed by them. But anyway, it's pretty fun to play. And so I thought, what if we had some post-rock songs? And what if we can play some post-rock songs on Rock Band? That would be pretty interesting. So I thought of some songs that I thought would be appropriate for Rock Band. So I kind of narrowed it down to certain types of songs. First off, because of the nature of this podcast, I didn't incorporate any of the major bands. I'm sure you'd like to play Like Herod by Mogwai or songs by Explosions or Godspeed, 18-minute track on Rock Band. That would be pretty sweet, but none of those on this show. Other characteristics I used to narrow it down. The songs can't be slow and build-up style. Because, if you're going to be playing the guitar, you can't just press one button at a time and slowly. So the songs require some effort. Secondly, thirdly, the drums can't just be keeping a beat or just crashing cymbals. Because a lot of post-rock songs, that's basically what the drums do. They just keep a beat, or it's just crashing cymbals and crescendos. So I wanted the drums to have, a unique flavor, the guitars to have a unique flavor, and, at least one of those has to be really awesome. And most of the songs are pretty short, except for the one that you heard opening up. The song that we played at the beginning was by Beware of Safety, which you might be familiar with, because the opening little segment is by Steve from Beware of Safety. Anyway, that track was called The Supposed Common. It's off the record Dogs, which was released last year. And that track was the biggest track, the most build-up style track. But it's very riff-tastic, It'd be awesome playing those guitar notes on Rock Band. So the rest of the songs today are shorter. They're all pretty upbeat. Some of them get a little heavy. Some of them are a little more fun, but they should be interesting if you were to play them on Rock Band. And another thing I took into consideration was, up until now, Rock Band has just been bass, guitars, and drums. So a lot of these songs are basically primarily those aspects. But the new Rock Band, which I saw, not an advertisement for, but I saw a news article online, has keys. So there's not many keys. There isn't much keyboard work in this show, except for one main track. Other than that, it's mostly guitars and bass and drums. However, there's a few tracks that have like glockenspiels or vibraphones or mallet instruments, and we'll just pretend those are keys. I know that's completely off, but we'll pretend that you can play those with your keys. So on that note, this first track in this next block is by the Mercury Program. This song is called Chez Viking. It's off their record with the same name, Chez Viking. It was released last year. And it's a pretty upbeat track. It has some vibraphones, but it has some nice guitar work and some nice drum work, and I think it's a pretty fun track to play. So here is the Mercury Program with Chez Viking. Alright, welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. So, like I mentioned earlier, the first track we played was by the Mercury Program. It was called Chez Viking. After that, we heard a song by a band called Tracer AMC. That song was called Indiscopia. It was off the record called Islands, which was released in 2005. Tracer AMC is a band from the UK. The Mercury Program and Beware of Safety were both from the States. Not mostly bands from the States today, a few foreign bands, or foreign by my, with respect to me. They might be in your neighborhood. Anyway, after Tracer AMC, we played... Oh, and that track I thought had some great... Both those tracks I thought had very fun drum work. It'd be awesome. I think the drums are the funniest thing to play on Rock Band. And so those two, I'd love to play the drums for those on Rock Band. After that, the last track in that block was a big one. It was by If These Trees Could Talk. It's called Malabar Front. And that track was very riff-tastic as well. Just like Beware of Safety, a lot of good guitar riffs. That's off their self-titled record, which was released in 2006. And this just reminded me of a couple of years back, I joined some Facebook group for post-rock is the best kind of rock or something. I wonder if anyone else is in that group. Anyway, this is funny. It just reminded me. They have these things called officers. And every person who's an officer is just made up. You don't really do anything. It's just a phony title. And all the titles, all the officer titles are based off band names. So mine is actually If These Something Can Talk. I think each one has officer in the title. Instead of something else, I think I'm If These Officers Could Talk. I don't think I've ever posted anything in that group. I joined it like one day. But that just reminded me. I wonder if someone else... It would be funny if someone else listening to this is also in that group. I hope I don't get weird ad requests. No, that's fine. You can add me. I don't really care. Yeah, that was a weird tangent right there. So we'll move on to another track. Which this next track coming up, and this is the last block. The two blocks today are pretty big, but this next block is by a very fun band called the Samuel Jackson Five. With a name like the Samuel Jackson Five, how could you not be a fun band? And a lot of their stuff would be awesome to play on Rock Band. And this track is called "If You Show Off the Milk, Who's Gonna Buy the Cow?" Off their record "Easily Misunderstood" from 2005. Yeah, it's a great track. Let's go with the Samuel Jackson 5. And I don't really feel like... Well, I'll repeat the title again, because it's a pretty cool title. If you show off the milk, who's gonna buy the cow?
Thank you.
Welcome back. We're almost done with the show, but let's go, before we finish it off, let's go over what we just played. So, like I mentioned, the first track was by the Samuel Jackson Five, who are a Norwegian band, very fun band. That track was off the record Easily Misunderstood, which is a great record. If you've never heard it, go out and get it. After that, we heard a track by a Japanese band called Light. That track was called F.E.F., just like the band name. It was off the record Fantasia, which was released in 2008. It's a very mathy track. Very upbeat. Lots of great riffs and drums on that track. After that, we heard probably the heaviest track on the show. It was by a band called Irrepress, which I have no idea what that means. And that track was called Samus, off the record Samus Octology, and I have no idea what that means either. Very cryptic band. It all probably means something, but that requires effort to find out. That record was out in 2005. Irrepress is semi-mathy, semi-post-metal, but not like sludgy post-metal. They get heavy, but eh. Anyway, they had a new record out, I think last year. I never listened to it. But maybe I'll get to it one day. Anyway, the last track in that block was probably, I would say it's probably the easiest track to play on Rock Band, hypothetically, if it existed. But I also thought it was probably the funnest track. I love the ending segment that just, the really catchy melody on the guitars with the bouncy drums. Really fun track. That track was called Every Direction is North, off the record with the same name, Every Direction is North, which was released in 2007. And L1011 is a band from, they're either from LA or San Diego, but I've never seen them live. That's a shame. I live here, and I've never seen them live. But one day, we'll get to it. So anyway, that was the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Like I said, the show is kind of an extension of the post-rockout with your post-cock out. So it's basically all post-rock tracks, all pretty upbeat and fun. Or some of them are a little gloomy or brooding. Maybe not gloomy, but brooding. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. We got one track left. And this track is the most key-driven track. And if there was one post-rock track with keys that I'd love to play on Rock Band, it's this track. And that was a long pause. Notice that a lot of the tracks today didn't have violins and cellos and stuff like that, or saxophones. And basically because this is not Violin Hero, or, you know, so we stuck with guitars and drums and some bass. But keys are a new addition, and this track has awesome keys. Well, it's not like it's anything fancy. It's just I would love to play this on Rock Band. It would be an awesome song. Anyway, I'll just say what it is. It's by 65 Days of Static. You probably already guessed what it is. It's called Radio Protector. It's off their record called One Time for All Time from 2005. And I know I played 65 Days of Static like 2 episodes ago, so you'll have to excuse me. I generally don't like to play bands this quickly from one podcast to another, but the occasion called for it. So here's 65 Days of Static with Radio Protector. We'll be back in a week or two with a show I'm really looking forward to. I'll explain it whenever we get to it, but tune in then. So yeah, see you guys then. Thank you.